You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Family photos have traditionally been scenes of harmony, togetherness, mutual support, and love. For many families today, this, however, is only a dream. In the last tumultuous decade, things have radically changed. Struggling families are now boiling with disharmony and flying apart by the thousands. National magazines now carry tragic cover stories with somber family photos titled "The Family in Trouble," or "The Weary Family," or "The Beleaguered Family." Each title boldly reflects the sad state of numerous households of our generation. What a surprise, then, to see another side, a more positive and hopeful side. Family photos recently taken displaying smiling family members, fathers and mothers sitting together with their children, their eyes sparkling and their faces radiating true joy. I received several of these photos in a newsletter not long ago. Featured were two families from the province of Ontario, Canada. Together, the two families had 16 members, 12 sons and daughters. Now, by today's standards, these families would be considered extremely large and, in the opinion of some, socially unacceptable. Because, you see, for the past decade, a powerful push has been exerted, emphasizing over the family selfishness, meism, and self-fulfillment. This thrust is quarterbacked by social planners and frequently promoted by the media. Their battle cry and prescription for married couples is this: for happiness, a family must have no more than 2.1 children. Then, too, according to these misguided idealists, children, the zero population growth offspring, as they are being raised, should be given pretty much whatever they want. The shocking outcome of this man-centered fickle philosophy has produced confusion, disharmony, and endless tragedy. Juvenile delinquency is up, the rate of youth suicide is spiraling, and we have more young people than ever before floating aimlessly in society. The blame, however, is not to be simplistically laid at the doorstep of the recent trend of small families. Rather, the villain is self-centered meism attitudes, which frequently permeates the philosophy of limiting families to 2.1 children. However, the key to happiness in any family, large or small, is that the home is built on the solid, immovable foundation of Jesus Christ. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, the entire world was created. Through Jesus Christ, happy homes are established. And now back to the two large, smiling families in Canada. They were certainly not wealthy. These children grew up in the home of Lutheran pastors. Money was always tight, and extra money for frivolities simply did not exist. They didn't have much in worldly possessions, but one thing they did have was this: love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ were the basic family principles. Most important, these children of positive destiny received through their fathers and mothers an unwavering faith in the blessed Lord. This faith in Jesus Christ, like an anchor, helped these family members through many difficulties which have shipwrecked countless other homes. Let these smiling, God-fearing, Christ-confessing families be an example for the nation. Let this shining example of these families give hope and encouragement to those who are wondering today if a happy home is still possible. Today on this broadcast, we pay special tribute to mothers, the key to happy homes. As we look at these two Christ-centered Canadian homes, let us recall the powerful Christian influence God has given women. We are reminded of St. Paul's words to his young Christian co-worker Timothy. Paul says, "I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I am sure," St. Paul says, "it is in you, Timothy, as well." The Bible powerfully attests to the dramatic impact mothers have on homes and families. Secular research confirms this biblical teaching. Listen to the conclusion reached by a recent Gallup poll. I quote, The survey also shows that the strongest influence on the average teen's religious and moral upbringing comes, according to the Gallup poll, by a very wide margin from the mother. Now again, let's remember the two smiling Canadian families are not reflections of affluence and wealth. These homes had instead God-fearing parents as a positive influence. Like Timothy's mother and grandmother, these parents are living monuments to the stability and joy brought to a home by the faith and example of a godly husband and wife. Oh, if only today parents, and especially mothers, could realize that the most important thing for them is not a career. It is not the attainment of wealth or possessions, but a God-pleasing family. This Bible-oriented attitude would usher in a generation of more happiness, more smiling children, and households which the devil, even though he might cause problems, could never ever destroy. You mothers, you possess a special place in God's heart. No one else gets this unique favor. You mothers, it is reserved for you especially. God loves you in a unique way. His grace is rich upon you. Mothers and wives, with an open and attentive ear, listen with joy to only a few expressions in the Bible which speak to you. In Proverbs we read, and I quote, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband." Again we read, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. A woman that feareth the Lord," the Bible says, "shall be praised." And as I said, these are only a few examples. There are many, many other sections of God's Word which extol the place of mothers in society. Oh, let your heart be gladdened to know that God used a woman like yourself to carry Jesus and to give birth to the Savior. Blessed are the women whose God is the Lord. This helpless baby Jesus, born of a God-fearing woman in a stable in Bethlehem, grew up to be the Savior of the whole world. In our days of troubled families and homes, be of good cheer. If you mothers decide to follow God's ways instead of the fickle trends of self-centered liberation movements, always know that God will guide you and He will sustain you. He is indeed your liberator. Look at the evidence. In non-Christian cultures, women are frequently in human bondage. They are looked upon as slaves and things to be used. Husbands in some cultures have the right to divorce their wives without concern. In fact, in some cases, husbands even sell their wives. But God's gospel changes things. Missionaries witness how things change when the gospel is proclaimed. Women receive a new status of respect and equality. They are no longer slaves or property. Women, wives, and mothers, Jesus Christ is your true liberator. For in Christ you have been set free. And if the Son has made you free, the Bible says, then you are free indeed. You are just as important as a woman as any man, president or king. No husband has the right to look down upon or abuse his wife. Husbands who treat their wives as anything less than they themselves are surely in danger of the terrible wrath and the judgment of God. Husbands, pay close attention to this. God will not put up with this. God expects all men to love and to respect and honor their wives and their mothers. Those who live otherwise shall certainly experience the terrible wrath and the judgment of God firsthand. Oh, on this special day and every day, then, let our attitude be that of the crucified Savior. When Jesus Christ hung on the crucifixion cross, He spoke lovingly to His mother. According to the Bible, after the Good Friday afternoon crucifixion, Jesus committed, that is, He gave His own mother into the caring hands of the beloved disciple John. The Bible states, "From that hour, the disciple took her." John took Jesus' mother into his own household, and he took care of her from then on. Notice Jesus in his hour of severe trial, at the moment of terrible agony and even facing death. The Savior did not forget his mother. He loved her unto the very end, and his example is for all of us to follow. This is also the basis for the blessed encouragement of today's mothers. Oh, you mothers and you wives, you cook your meals and you scrub your homes diligently. You care for and you love your family. In the midst of this toil, pressure, and frequent confusion, it may well sometimes appear as if no one understands and no one truly cares. I ask you, I beg of you out of love, look again, however, at your blessed Savior on that cruel cross. Even as he hung on that torture tree, when he took upon himself the sins of the whole world, Jesus was moved by the love of his own mother to take time out and lovingly speak to her. Our Lord Jesus Christ is no longer looking down from the cross. He is now looking down from his throne of majesty and power on high, where God the Father has appointed his only Son as the heir of all things. And now, as Jesus looks down upon you, the loving Savior understands your struggles. He sees what you are involved in. He fully understands the moments when you are convinced that you can handle no more. God grants strength to you in your hour of weakness. O weary mothers, as the devil seeks to destroy your marriage, trust not fleeting advice of authors of paperback books. Follow not the example of divorce talk show hosts. Succumb not to the easy words of pseudo-friends that advise divorce as a panacea for your problems. Say no to popular trends. Say no to the devil's most clever tricks. And instead, state clearly by faith with Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Live then with a blessed assurance that only your loving Heavenly Father can provide. You as a mother are His. The devil may attack you, but he can never destroy you. The devil may threaten you, but you shall never be plucked out of your Father's hand. Now today, for those of us who are neither wives or mothers, this special day is most fitting for reflection, confession, and sincere repentance. Let me ask you, when was the last time when you expressed your appreciation for your mother? Or have you ever complimented or encouraged anyone else's mother simply because of the great patience she displays and the countless acts of love she constantly performs? In sincere repentance, let us turn from our sins of indifference and lack of appreciation. Look with me for just a moment to the cruel cross. Look at Jesus. Let us take His example. He, in this most difficult hour, made special consideration for His own mother. Oh, it may be inconvenient for us to visit our mothers. Other sinful, self-serving things may keep us from this godly act. But let the power of Christ change us. Let the power of the Lord Jesus Christ work from within by faith. Ask Jesus to grant you a new attitude towards your wife or your mother, and then don't delay. Express in simple and sincere terms your deepest feelings of thankfulness for those who have brought so much compassion, so much caring, and so much love into our lives, into our families, and into our society. Sending a bouquet or making a phone call is convenient. It is easy. But don't always do what is convenient. Do what love demands. Go out of your way. Invest yourself and your time and your love, not just your money. Even more, write your mother a letter. Express your true feelings of appreciation. Phone calls are nice and touching, but letters are better. They can be read and reread. They can be treasured. Do this today and don't delay. And then, too, pray for your mother. With a humble heart, go to God's throne also. Go to His throne of grace, and if you are married and have a wife, pray for her also. She needs your support. She desires your godly intercessions. And so as we view our sinful and thankless attitude that we have had toward our family members, with bended knee and humble hearts, let us confess our terrible sins. Then also may God's gracious Spirit empower us to flee to the safety of our Savior's loving and forgiving outstretched arms. By His stripes, by the bloody stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, we are healed from our sins. For Jesus bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sins. Wives and mothers today, know one thing with unending joy and total confidence. You are a special creation of God. God will never leave you nor forsake you. In your hour of trial, God is your endless strength. In your moments of tested patience, God is your sustainer. When you are so burdened that you know not how to pray, then God's Spirit will intercede for you with groanings too deep for words. Even if others mean evil toward you, God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him. And so from this day forward, let Jesus Christ be your hourly companion. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Your problems and challenges may never be totally removed, but life certainly will be different. When the sun shines, darkness flees, and when the Son of God shines into your life and into your heart, the devil's tricks are forced away. God will enable you to cope with each frustration. He will enable you to overcome Satan's deadly arrows of temptation. And so may I encourage you to place your entire confidence, your entire self, in God's grace. He did not spare, no, he did not hold back his only Son, Jesus, but delivered him up to be crucified on the cross for our sins. Jesus Christ was raised again on Easter morning for our justification, for our salvation. Will not God then also, with Jesus, freely give us all things? Yes, indeed he will. Wives and mothers, this is your hour. Wives and mothers, your liberator has come. And the Bible states, if Jesus Christ, God's crucified and resurrected Son, has made you free, then you are free indeed, free at last. Walk with the Messiah of mercy. Live with confidence every hour in your blessed Redeemer. Face each new day with the merciful Messiah, the solid anchor of hope. This is truly your hour. The Lord Jesus Christ is your strength. He is your hope. He is your liberator. He is your salvation. God grant this to you today. Amen.